Do you know the story of Lazarus? He was the brother of Mary and Martha, and all three were good friends of Jesus. And one day when Jesus was far from them, Lazarus fell ill, and Mary and Martha, they wrote to Jesus and they said, "He's dying, Lord, come quickly." But he didn't. Jesus waited and waited and waited, and Lazarus died. And then Jesus went to them, and he found them weeping and wailing. They found Lazarus 4 days dead in the tomb. And Jesus said, "Do not worry, for he will rise again." And they said, "We know, Lord, that he will rise again at the end of time." And Jesus said, "That is not what I mean. Show me where he is buried." And then he wept. And they took him to the tomb, and it was a cave, and there was a stone in front of the tomb, and Jesus said, "Take the stone away." And they said, "He's been dead for 4 days, Master, and the stench is terrible." And he said, "Take the stone away," and so they did. And it was like there was a veil between them and Lazarus. His body was right there, but it was like there was a veil that they couldn't see through, and they couldn't pass through, and they couldn't speak through. And it was like they had been beating on that veil for all those 4 days, and they could not get to him. And Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And he did. And he was alive, and he was all bound round with his winding sheet. And Jesus said, "Cut him loose and let him be free." Today is All Saints Sunday, the day when we remember our beloved dead, the ones who have gone on before us, who are rejoicing on a further shore and in a greater light. In some traditions, saints are only those who are especially holy. They are few and far between. In this tradition, saints are especially holy, but they are not few and they are not far between. They are everyone who knows and loves God. They are you. They are the people you love and who have gone on before you, and so we celebrate them today. That's why you're writing their names on those little pieces of paper. On this day, we sing one of the very best Christian hymns in our entire canon, For All the Saints. It's one of the very best hymns with one of the very worst tune names. The name of the tune we sing it to is Sine Nomine. Sine Nomine means without name. Today is not a day without names. When it was time to bring Lazarus back to life, Jesus didn't just wave his hand. He didn't lay his hands on them. He said his name. And he didn't just say, "Hey, Lazarus, come out." He said it with tears streaming down his face. He loved him so much, and he said his name. Mary and Martha, they couldn't say his name loud enough or powerfully enough to rip through that veil. But the heavens and the earth opened up that day, and the creator of the heavens and the earth was standing there. And when Jesus Christ, when that body says a name, the veil rips wide. And so Lazarus came forth. Who do you love that died in the last year? Or in the last 5 years? Last 10 or 20. It may be that you've been beating on the veil all this time and feeling like they can't hear you and they can't see you and you can't see them and you can't touch them and you will never be with them again. If that is the case, I have good news. In the body of the Creator of heaven and earth, in the body of Jesus Christ, is power to rip that veil wide open. And sisters and brothers, you are that body. You are the church. You are the body of Jesus Christ on earth, and your voice is powerful on this day. You have but to call out those names, and the veil will rip wide, and life will pour through, and the saints will fill this place with life again. Who do you know that has died in the last year, or the last 5, or the last 10 or the last 20? What are the names that are on your heart this day? What are the names that you wrote down on the piece of paper? You are the body of Christ, and your voice is powerful. Use it now. Who are the people you love that died in the last year? Call out their names now. Who do you love that's died in the last 5 years? You are the body of Christ. Call out those names.
CJ.
Who died in the last 10 years? Bring them back. Or the last 20 years? Rip the veil wide. There is power in your voice. Call them here. Do not leave them unnamed. Who do you love? Invoke the saints now. Call them. Yeah. Amen. Here's why we need them here today. Not just because you love them, although that is a good enough reason. We need them here today because we are about to make some more saints. Some might think that All Saints Day is a strange day for a baptism or three. I want to tell you that this is the best day, maybe after Easter, or a baptism. When the body of Christ calls out a name, the heavens rip wide, the veil rips wide, and life pours through again. That's what we're about to do with these baptisms. We're not going to just say, hey kid, I baptize you in the name of somebody. We're going to stand with our backs straight. And in the most holy, the most exalted language, in our very best voices, we will say, Andrew Brian Bayless, Jr., we baptize you in the name of the one whom Jesus called Abba, Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. We're going to say Jasper Nils Clark. We're going to say John Lewis Volpe. We baptize you in the name of the one whom Jesus called Abba, Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. We will not leave them sine nomine. We will name them as you have named your saints. And just as when Jesus reached through that veil and pulled Lazarus through, just when you reached through the veil and pulled your saints through just a moment ago, we will do the very same thing. We will plunge them down under the veil of this water, and we will call their names, and we will snatch them back. And when they get back, they will have another name. See, these parents sitting over here, they love the names they gave their sons, but they knew they weren't enough. They wanted them to have one more name. The most powerful name in creation, the best and most beautiful name they know, they wanted those boys to be called Christians. So we will name them that. And they will go down through the veil, and they will come back out, and life will pour through, and we will hear the voice of God saying, unbind them and let them be free. And there will be three more saints in the world.